Hey there, Tennessee fans. Welcome to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk, where your Vols, along with six other SEC teams in the top 10, your Vols moving up number six after the beatdown of Kent State. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk a little Georgia and a little Oklahoma and a little Texas. How all these teams will fare against Tennessee with how they looked this past week. We got SEC play starting this week. It's going to be a good show. Couple guests. Got Duke, got Bird. Get in here with us.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk, where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm, bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Big win. We're not going to call it a big week because it didn't really matter. It's like playing Vandy's second string.
Well, it might be Vandy's first string after that, after their performance.
Hey, I have to feel for them because, you know, we've lost to Georgia State as well.
Georgia State owns the state of Tennessee.
Listeners, you got Bird, you got the Duke. We got special guest Middle Tennessee, Mr. Aaron. Thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
As we start, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I had almost forgotten about that loss to Georgia State until you brought that up. Thank you, Bert.
We'd like to thank Coach Pruitt for that one. Thank you, Coach Pruitt.
Thank you, Grimace, for having that. So that is a great little segue. Pre-show listeners, we had talked about There's some people that say, running it up like that, you know. And then the Duke made a great point. He goes, do you know what we've suffered through? So anytime we can do something like that, we might as well. And I do love that Jordan Rodgers, which the Duke hates.
Yep.
And he had a couple moments, too, where I was just like, oh, Duke's shaking his head or muting it or whatever. Well, no,
the good thing for Jordan Rodgers was is I was in Franklin at a bar where I didn't have to hear him talk. They didn't have the sound on.
Back when I was a quarterback at Vandy. He said, you got to look at this another way, and that is this is only Nico's fourth game. You know, he needs the reps.
So Rodgers almost talked some sense, like made some actual sense.
Yeah.
He was being just a prick on the TV.
I actually was on the side of why we running it up 71, you know. But now that I've heard these points of view, I'm changing course.
A little.
I'm telling you, we earned our right to enjoy that country ass whipping. We have earned it. As fan base, don't earn a lot. But if we put up with that other crap, we have the right to watch that and say, you know what? We might as well put up another one.
Do you think at any point in time Toledo said, maybe we should hit the brakes against Mississippi State?
Well, sure, no.
Different situation.
The question I was asking is, if we're going to put up 71, why not break the record and put up 95?
Why not hang 100? Yeah, well, with the way Nico was playing in the end of the second quarter, he was going to end up injured. So he needed
that's what I was worried about.
He needed to sit down. And you don't need Cade Mays or Spraggins or something. You don't need them hurt. So get them out of there. But you see how drastic it changed once you were on your whatever, third, fourth string guys.
What did we get to? How deep did we go?
How deep did we go before they just could not complete a pass, could not get a first down?
We got to the KAs, the Kappa Alphas. The frat guys were out there.
the butt chuggers?
I do believe that is the correct fraternity. I can't remember for sure, but I do believe that is the correct one. Sounds right.
When they went to commercials, you heard the statement, if there's anyone that ever wanted to play football, fans, please go down to the field now.
Please sign a waiver.
Oh, that's great.
Excellent.
That's why they're giving away the Dr. Pepper scholarships.
Going down, I can't remember. I know you said you wanted the refs to win this game, but you truly had to know that that LSU was going to beat South Carolina, USC Junior. They say confrontational, blah, 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 South Carolina fans whining about the stripes. Yeah, welcome to our world. That's all I have to say. Welcome to our world.
Cry me a river.
It's called karma, you...
No. Don't throw that word around because I saw that everywhere. I saw that everywhere yesterday about, we're going to get karma for running up the score. I don't believe in none of that crap.
No.
I don't believe in none of it. I ain't no Buddhist.
No, but cheating 2 years ago has come back to them.
Yeah, well, good. You know what? I'm with you. You get what you get. But it was fun to see. And I went to watch that game and I thought, LSU is going to cream them. And then they showed a little flash and I was interested and hooked and seeing if they could do this thing. And, you know, it just didn't work out for them. And I'm not upset. I'm not upset that it didn't. I'm not.
I was pulling for LSU. That was in my best interest with my wife being from Louisiana. But when I was watching it, it's like one of those games that like neither one of these teams want to win. That's what I was picking up. Like, nobody wants to win this thing, you know, because you'd have to think that Brian Kelly, if he would have lost that game, he would already been on the hot seat because they hate that guy down there in LSU. They hate Brian Kelly.
Yeah, well, I don't know who I hate more, Brian Kelly or Shane Beamer, to be real with you.
I don't know if I hate Brian Kelly or if I hate Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly.
That was two different accents.
Yeah. Can Altar Boy please return, because the Gumbo Man doesn't sound right.
Yeah, you had to know that was going to be a problem going from Ogeron.
I guess. Well, I'm guess since he changes his accents, I guess his handler also is the one that handles Kamala Harris, because she does it too.
Depending on what crowd she's talking to,
what kind of crowd she's trying to sell it to, he does the same thing. You know, if he's sitting there saying "Our Father, our art in heaven," whatever, all that crap, he's real proper. But he's going down to the daggum, you know, choke and puke. Hey, well, I'm Brian Kelly, head coach here at the LSU Tigers. Hey, go Tigers.
Get really cooking the gumbo.
I thought he was such a perfect fit for Notre Dame, and I hate Notre Dame, but I thought he was the perfect coach for Notre Dame.
As we said last week, they said he couldn't win the big ones.
And now the new guy they got can't win the tiny ones.
Very true. Very true.
Speaking of some other Catholics, you know, they were Mizzou was only up by 3 at half against Boston College, and then only wins it by 6. Hence the falling below Tennessee. A lot of shocking things. Like I would not expect that. We did kind of expect A&M over Florida, 33-20, because Florida's
on the way out.
Florida's just garbage. Your boy Trent Dilfer and company put up a little bit of a fight in the first half.
I didn't watch it. I checked it on my phone.
Lane Kiffin's just rolling over people. Of course, we already said Vandy getting beat. Arch Manning putting up. I didn't watch any of the Texas game. Did he play the entire game?
No. Okay. Years went out. And then he went in.
I mean,
but I didn't watch the game, and I don't know what the time.
You're looking at the score, and you don't know who was throwing the ball. It's 14, 14, 14, 14.
I saw a report on Twitter, which take it for a grain of salt, right? It's like they show, you know, he had that rushing touchdown, and they said that Arch Manning can reach speeds of like 20.6 miles an hour, and Marvin Harrison Jr. can only reach like 19 and a half.
Ooh.
That's what you call a fast white bread.
Well,
if you saw those highlights, you know it's close to that.
and his dad was fast, you know, in high school.
Cooper,
yeah,
Cooper
in high school. Yeah, he was fast. I mean that
he wasn't that fast.
He was a receiver though, wasn't he?
He was a receiver. Yeah. Of course, we already made fun of Mississippi State falling to Toledo. That's one of those games in the early preseason. You circle is like, this is one that we could play down to, and it might bite us. Probably not thinking that anymore.
I think that's another one. They paid $1.2 million to lose.
Oh,
I think I saw that they paid $1.2 million or something to lose.
Are we going to talk about Fraud State University at all? I mean, 3-0, second time under Mr. Norvell, and just off the wheels. What's going to happen?
I don't think you fire him, right? I don't think there's any way they let him go after one bad season.
Well, this is his second 3-0 start since he's been there.
You mean 0-3?
I'm sorry, 0-3. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to correct you, but I'm like 3-0. That was because they was undefeated last year.
They're 1-2.
Yeah, right? No.
They're not 1-2. They're 0-3.
No, they're 0-3.
They're 0-3.
Yeah, they got beat by Memphis yesterday.
Memphis.
That's Norvell's
right.
Old
That's
job.
That's right. They did get beat by
Memphis. Yeah, dude.
That's all I looked up. Hey, Memphis?
Don't Memphis. Knock it, dude. I think Memphis is going to make the playoffs. They're going to be one of the whatever at large bids or whatever they call it.
They look really sound fundamentally. They actually did.
And then before we get into a little bit more of Tennessee, this kind of leads in because both of these teams are big on our schedule, is the Georgia-Kentucky game.
I had a hard time watching that last night because I got real close to finding myself pulling for Kentucky. But then I remembered.
You have a rule.
Kentucky. Yeah. So I did. Okay, like I was at the bar, right, and I seen these young bucks over behind us, you know, the young Tennessee fans all excited. And they're like, come on, Kentucky. And I'm like, no. There's like, no.
You almost went.
As bad as I want Georgia to lose, I would – I mean, and I was sitting there with my buddy. I was sitting there with my buddies at the bar, too, and I'm like, watch this. When they go up to Kirby Smart, he's going to give an interview and say, oh, this is a good football team. Kentucky's a good football team. You watch, you know, try to sell it. And he's sitting in the back of his mind saying, dude, we played like dog crap.
Yeah. Horrible.
But all I could picture in my mind was, you know, in the movie The Longest Yard, oh, group hugs in the showers. You know, I was in my mind, I was like, oh, group hugs in the coal mines. Group hugs in the coal mines. That's all I could think of. Them throwing up soot. That's all I could think of.
If it makes me feel a little better, and of course Georgia starts this way. They have a first, you know, really hard first conference game every year, according to the interview there with Kirby. With Kirby Smart, he said, you know, this happens every year. For the past 3 years, we have to get punched in the mouth a little bit, a little realization, whatever, and then we move on from there. I hope that is not the case, because if Kentucky's defense can shut them down like that, I believe Tennessee's truly can. Thoughts?
We gotta rely on getting up on them early. Yes. If they're going to be letting other teams get up on them like that in the first half, we got to put a lot of points up if we can and try to get out ahead of whatever their adjustments, you know, at halftime.
We got to put like Kent State kind of points up in the first half.
Yeah. No, I
think Georgia might be the epitome of playing down to their competition, especially early in the season. Talk about thinking they're hot stuff, which they normally are. And then, you know, they have – no disrespect to the Carson Beck, but he looks like he likes a good pipe of crack every once in a while.
Old butthead back here taking the snaps.
You know, right, every once in a while, like, he's like, I just hit the pipe every once. You know, I don't. That Smoky White Devil's no longer part anyway. But no, it's. I just think they're the epitome of playing down to their competition.
Let's have a pipe hitting contest between him and old what's the guy, Kentucky's quarterback? Who is it?
Vandergriff?
Used to be Vandergriff.
Oh, yeah, maybe he knew the signals because he came from Georgia. Maybe he knew all the signals. That's what it was. He transferred from Georgia. So that's what...
They may have been roommates.
Or they got the same plug.
We want to talk about Tennessee and Kent State just a hair, just a couple of crazy numbers. And then we want to get into the Oklahoma kind of comparison. And we'll talk.
Is it time for the bird droppings?
We're going to have some bird droppings right after this little bit of commercial break for whatever plays on your phone, depending on what you've been browsing for.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Hey, Tennessee fans, welcome back. Tennessee Fan Talk coming at you for another 15 to 20 minutes, maybe. We appreciate all the listeners. We appreciate the season by season, just growing with everyone. So thank you for sharing and continuing to listen and comments. I'm talking to you, Tim Bradley. Love that you always comment and engage. Going and looking at Tennessee against the Kent State, it is insane seeing 740 total offensive yards.
565 in the first half, I think.
Yeah, 456 on the ground, 284 in the air. Absolutely insane. Now, going and looking, and I get everyone needed reps, seeing some of those second and third string runners, seeing some tight end play, things like that was nice. Some of those scores wouldn't have happened. You know, people are going, oh, you know, 64. Some of those scores wouldn't have happened in an SEC matchup, the, you know, just not good tackling on Kent State's part, just bumping into them and not getting around, things like that. That's not going to happen. So let the boys enjoy it, move on to the next week. And I want to compare, since we've only played in one game that was supposed to be, quote, our a tough one with NC State. And, you know, we showed up and showed out. And then compare that to Oklahoma's tough one thus far. Of course, they've played Tulane, Houston, and Temple. So we take Houston as that kind of comparison to NC State. And no, Duke, I know it's not a true comparison. But if we look at that's the hardest of their three games, maybe, would you say Houston over Tulane?
I mean, you could argue over the past couple of years, Tulane's been a better program than Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where Brazel came from.
Yeah.
Or Brazzer or whatever his name is. Not Brazzer. <Yeah. laughs> I know that was the joke. I thought that was a good
one. That was a good one. So Oklahoma beat Houston on a week previous. That's the second week, game two. And they only get them 16-12. So when you go through and look at some of the stats that we like to look at, first downs, Oklahoma only had 15. 75 yards of rushing, 174 yards of passing. Okay. 4 of 14 on third down conversions. That's the kind of stuff that we want to compare. Now you look at Tennessee against NC State, 22 first downs. 249 yards rushing, 211 yards passing. About the same for, and we were 500 of third downs, which I don't like. North Carolina, NC State, sorry, was 3 of 12 on their third down conversion. So I feel like they're a similar team, and I'm starting to feel like we could do to them what we did to NC State.
Agreed.
Duke, you're pondering. Look at him. He's pondering. How is the Duke going to spread his mayo out on this?
I'm always a little nervous, right, when it comes to SEC play, like real SEC play. I'm not talking Vanderbilt or, thank God, Florida this year or Mississippi State. But I am a little nervous because the battered ball syndrome always comes back to get me. So, like, I'm trying my best not to get my hopes up because I just think there's a chance that we roll into this place. Nico might bumble a little bit because it's his first real on the road.
Big away game.
Hostile environment. That's a hot word. I don't know if that's kind of always a little strong in my book. But it's going to be loud. I mean, College Game Day is going to be there. There's going to be a lot of focus on that. He's going to see a lot of crap on the internet and the TV this week. It'd be smart not to do that. But I know it's almost impossible in today's world. I mean, I don't know if we're going to hang 51 on him. I mean, I think 35, I'd be happy with that and let the defense cook. Mm-hmm. And hopefully our defense is as good as we think they are and that our secondary has just not had a lot of looks, because that's where always the weak – I mean, that's the weak spot, right, mm-hmm. that we think. Mm-hmm. But, I hope we win.
Oklahoma's going to bring it just because of our head coach.
Right.
Oklahoma,
right.
They're going to bring the house. The crowd is going to be a factor. And as long as we remember our fundamentals and the coaching and all of that, we're going to be fine. But there is a propensity for this to get off the rails in a bad way just because of the hype and the crowd and the history that Heupel's got there and what's going on with Tennessee right now. So that's my thoughts.
I hope I get to see a little bit of that pettiness. I hope there's a chance. Let's just say that in a perfect world we run the score up on these fools and we see some pettiness. And I hope that freaking Heupel does. If he gets a chance, I hope he doesn't take it off the gas and it's like, this one's for Bob Stoops and Mark Stoops, both of you guys.
Yeah, he won't there. I mean, if we have that opportunity, he will definitely not take his foot off the gas.
I think he would just because of his history there. I think he would just keep it going. Just keep it going.
Absolutely. 100%.
But then also the battered ball syndrome in the back of my head says they fire Venerables and then Heupel goes to Oklahoma next year.
Yeah. Yeah, they ran him out of town though. Even I mean, their fan base hasn't even forgotten that. I mean, right. there's no good blood between Oklahoma and Heupel. I don't know if he'd go back there or not. I really don't.
There's always a cost. Like everything's for sale kind of thing. There's a dollar amount that I'm sure they can throw their his way.
Nah, I don't know if Oklahoma looking at their I won't say it. The Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium holds 83,000, hair over 83,000. It is enclosed, wrapped around the end, so it can be loud. Not kneeling loud, but it can be loud.
Oh, they'll black it out. It'll be loud. It'll be sold out, blacked out. A lot of noise.
When they played at Neyland, I was there. Yeah, during the Heupel days.
Me too. Not great.
If we look past them,
the players are not. We're allowed to.
We look past them, and we say, with a win, sitting there 4-0, you got Arkansas, mm-hmm. which I think could be an easy one.
Buddy, I'm telling you, they scare me. Bobby Petrino scares me. He's a shifty one. Especially if he comes, especially if he stops by whatever, Moonshine, Harley Davidson, and Franklin.
Florida comes to town. I haven't seen anything from Florida that scares me about that game. So imagine playing Alabama 6-0.
Would be incredible. Especially this year, they got a new coach.
There's another chance. There's a chance that Tennessee will be on College Game Day 3 times this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, it's Oklahoma for sure. If we're undefeated against Alabama and Alabama's undefeated, sure, that's one has to be, right? And then if we win that game, well, then we're undefeated going into Georgia. There you go. That's in Athens.
I want to go back to the Arkansas comment. Were you just joking there?
I'm not joking.
Did they really scare you? They really scare you?
They have flashes that scare me. And I just know, I'm telling you, that's going to be a tough game. We're playing in Arkansas. And we're going to have to hear them call the Hogs 10 times, probably.
Probably so. More than that.
And you know that if we are undefeated going into that game, that's going to be one of their biggest games of the year. And like, they want to be the upset guy, and they're still mad about the stumble fumble from 98.
They lose to Oklahoma State. You know, of course, the Arkansas Pine Bluff, whatever, win that game. Lose to Oklahoma State. Pull one out by 10 over UAB. I don't want to say this. I've got something for this next game, but Auburn and then A&M. So they could, you know, split those up. We'll say 1-1 out of that before they play us.
I'm with that. I think you're totally right.
I'm also under the belief that there's an inside coup happening at Arkansas, and Bobby Petrino's the next head coach there.
Oh, I 100% agree with that.
Like Mark or whatever, what's the guy's name? Pitts?
Tittman.
I call him, or just, I thought, is it Pittman? Yeah, Tittman. I don't know if they held a gun to his head, no pun intended. It's like, you're going to hire Bobby Petrino as your OC, or we're going ahead and fire you right now, or we're going to fire you next year, and he's going to be our new head coach. You make your call.
It's unbelievable. Old habits die hard, I guess.
I mean, hell, we brought back Philip Former just as a daggum AD.
Which was not good.
That went so well.
They just wanted to make him whole, you know. They wanted to make him whole, make him feel better.
Let's be real. At that point, we were just looking for any kind of mojo that would just bring any kind of unity to anything.
And it was right back to shady crap.
Yeah. Well, that's just like us talking pre-show about Dooley. Who do we got? We got to hire somebody to take the spot. We got who's a famous SEC name? Dooley, go! You're up. You know, same way with Fulmer. We got to sell something. We suck at all our sports. Who we got? Fulmer, go! You're up.
Dooley, we're gonna need you to wear these UT britches and bring your daddy.
Off topic here, real quick, boys. I've been watching this Braves game, and the Dodgers have legitimately hit 3 back-to-back bombs. And at the start of the ninth inning, top of the ninth, it was two outs and it was tied 2-2. We are still in the top of the ninth, and the score now is 8-2.
Good night.
Ooh, Lordy.
Sorry, just well, off little topic here.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Okay, going through as we're nearing our time here. We got Saturday, September 21st set of games. We're going to go, seeing that they are, most of them are conference games now, except for Kentucky.
Thank goodness. Oh, well, Kentucky's done.
Yeah, what if they lose to Ohio?
I mean.
The Ohio, what are they, Bobcats or Tiger or Cougars?
I have the same Leopards. Thing as freaking Wildcat. I can't tell the difference.
So we've got Florida and Mississippi State. I gotta have your vote on the snooze fest.
Golly, man. The
Kentucky Ohio game might be, but I normally try to keep the snooze fest of the week for conference games.
You know what's bad? Is this is actually gonna be on ESPN.
No way. Well,
that's horrible. Yeah,
I got nothing for that. I really don't. I mean, I guess I got to say Florida.
You'd have to.
Is this one of the three games that Florida's going to win for the year? So that they've already got one under their belt.
Well, they'll beat us.
You're crazy.
I just say.
I mean, hey, that's going to be our closest game this year. Our closest victory this year is going to be against Florida.
I mean, we are going to be consistently beating Florida when Steve Spurrier dies. After he dies, we're good. But we're just under the Steve Spurrier curse right now. And I'm not wishing death on anybody, I promise. I'm just saying once he's dead and gone, we'll be free reign to beat the piss out of him.
Well, since you brought up curses, did we just get out of the Philip Fulmer sold the soul to the devil for the 98 championship curse? Or are we good in the hypo era now? Are we solidly out of that curse?
It had to go through 4 head coaching changes. Yeah.
And then Hooker's ACL.
And Hooker's
ACL.
Yeah. And Shane Beamer sign stealing. Yes.
All right. We're out. All right, good deal.
I think so.
Okay, we can handle the Courier curse for a little while longer.
I feel like I'd have rather had it in 97 so Peyton Manning could win it, but that son of a gun couldn't beat Florida.
Nope.
He could beat Alabama. Couldn't beat Florida.
Yeah, I think Florida's gonna have to win this. Ohio and Kentucky. Sure to God, Kentucky could win that.
I mean, I hope so. I do remember when Ohio played UT
although
back in the mid-2000s, they have a fantastic band.
Although, passing yards, rushing yards, receiving yards, the key players of Ohio have quite a bit more than the key players of Kentucky.
Interesting.
I'm telling you, Brock Vandergriff, I don't know how he was going to start Georgia. When I watch him play, he reminds me of a quarterback from 1923. They might as well run a triple option.
So you're saying he should have gone to Georgia Tech?
Well, they don't do that anymore. More like Navy.
He reminds me of a quarterback of the 70s, maybe where they would be smoking and drinking on the sidelines. I don't know.
Give me a beer.
I don't know. I just
I'm a hard hit. Give me a beer.
I mean, that's the kind of football Kentucky fans like, scoring touchdowns on Saturday and digging coal on Monday.
That's right.
Working a blue collar quarterback's what they want. Where's Couch when you need him?
UCLA, LSU.
LSU.
I mean, I'm gonna pick LSU too, but I think UCLA is the university closest to the local airport. That's Northeast State back in Blountville, Tennessee, beside the Tri-Cities Airport. UCLA, university closest to the local airport.
All right. They ain't got nothing going this year.
Competing for Snooze Fest of the Week, Arkansas and Auburn at Jordan-Hare. Thorne is just atrocious.
That's tough. I don't know. Definitely, I think
Hugh Freeze does not want to be in Auburn. I think Hugh Freeze does not want to be in Auburn. I think he's figured out that Auburn is a cult. He's like, what have I done?
I'm still going Auburn for the win on that one.
I'm not. I'm picking Arkansas.
Saban did say Auburn is most improved SEC team of the season this year. So we'll see if that pans out.
24-17 Hogs. 24-17 Hogs.
I think it's the other way around. 24-17 Tiger, War Eagle, whatever the hell they are.
Sorry to break this chain, but we did not talk about it. Like, you didn't bring up that the Georgia-Kentucky game was field goals only. That's my kind of game.
Oh, when I saw that 3-3-3, I was like, that is him.
Could I just bring up something I thought was kind of funny about the Georgia-Kentucky game was, like, Kirby Smart's yelling style in that game. I don't know if anybody paid attention to, like, it was psychopathic. It was especially right in the end of the fourth. Oh my God. It was like, he was literally telling these kids he's going to rip their heads off and shit down their neck. And then like, smiling at them. All right, here's the next play, boys. Get out there and get it done for old Pappy.
It's also funny to watch his hair bounce up and down because he looks like a kindergartner with a bowl cut.
And then, of course, Miss Piggy's dad over on the other side is always yelling.
Sure.
Oh, oh my God. Aaron, who do you have on the Arkansas-Auburn?
I'm gonna go with my gut, even though I definitely kind of feel Duke on Arkansas. I'm gonna go with the Auburn pick. And I'm going to say it's a close game field goal.
Another potential for the Snooze Fest of the Week, Vanderbilt at Missouri.
No, I think Missouri's going to have some fun on that one.
That's another one of those games that I don't want either team to win.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Because I can't stand Eli Stinkwich. Cannot stand that son of a gun.
I feel like he's a pretty good coach, but like he's just kind of like cocky. It's weird enough that you just don't like him, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I agree. I hate him so much that if he was the best coach in college football and we had an opening, I wouldn't want to try to get him. That's how much I hate him.
For the honors,
that's hypothetical.
For the honors of the ESPN Plus app, Bowling Green at A&M. That one's easy. I say that one's easy.
I mean, stranger things have happened, but yeah, no, that's easy.
Well, that's easy. I mean, Bowling Green, it's not Kentucky, by the way.
No, it's not. No,
it's Illinois, right? Or is it Ohio? No, it's in Ohio.
Yeah,
it's Ohio.
Because it's not Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green.
We played them a couple years ago, and I remember when they came into town, everybody was like, oh, watch out for Bowling Green. They have a really good quarterback, and then we blow the doors off of them. And we stunk back then. A&M's going to kill them. A&M's ranked again? What?
Yep. Yeah, they pop back in.
That's a pity. That's a pity pity ranking.
Turns out
their second up was not too bad, though, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Sure. Yeah. They might do some good things with this new kid.
You got Akron at South Carolina, unfortunately.
Mm.
We all know who wins that one. Georgia Southern at Ole Miss. Has Ole Miss had a hard game yet?
No.
I don't think they have.
No, they have not.
They're just saving it all for conference play, I guess.
So they have,
because I saw a report. Who did they play?
Yesterday? They played Furman 76-0. They played Middle Tennessee 52-3. They played Wake Forest 40-6. They have not had a hard game. People are going, oh, you can't rule out Ole Miss. Yeah, they're looking great. They hadn't played anybody.
I saw a report yesterday that Lane Kiffin said that Wake AD called Old Miss's AED yesterday, and they've already canceled next year's game. They bought out. Like, Wake Forest paid the, you know, bought out the game. Yeah.
Guys, I'm looking at Ole Miss schedule this year, and I'm going, wow, this is winnable for them big time. Are we checking this out? I mean,
their only hard games for their caliber team is potentially Oklahoma by then and Georgia.
They don't play Alabama.
I mean, they do not play Alabama.
No, they got Mississippi State. They got Florida. They got Arkansas, and then the aforementioned games. Yeah, I mean they could really win out this year.
The other team that has
a super easy schedule is Missouri. They don't play anybody either. They might play Georgia. I can't remember. I don't think they do, and I'm not really looking it up. I just remember off the top of my head that their schedule is super easy.
So,
relatively speaking,
they got A&M and then UMass, Auburn, Alabama, Oklahoma, South Carolina. So, no, just Alabama. They do not have Georgia.
Well, Oklahoma. But I mean, you know, it's either that or Texas, still, right? It's one or the other this year, right? Somebody.
No.
Is there any SEC team that is not playing Oklahoma or Texas this year?
I don't know. I'd have to really.
Is there like a team that's not playing any one of the new boys on the block?
That's like a triple Google right there.
I have to say, there's no way that there's a team that got out. If it had been anybody, it would have been very Christian of them to give it to Vanderbilt.
Okay,
they're not that to play.
Now, before we pick our Tennessee scores, we have one last the 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Plus only. the 2-0 ULM going to Texas with their quarterback, General Booty.
I mean, I've said it a million times on here. They beat Nick Saban in his first year.
They did, and you know. You got Quinn over there with 691 yards, but General Booty has 191, Bo.
Coach, if you're going to win, you want to put Booty in.
Oh, my God.
No.
I don't even know this. Well, who are we talking about even? I don't even think I know about this. Who's General Booty?
That is the quarterback for the University of Louisiana Monroe – Indians. Oh, I mean Warhawks. Or I think they used to be called Indians, and we got PC, and now they're the Warhawks. I think that's what they call them.
I'm utterly flabbergasted. This is the first time I'm hearing about this.
But I mean the rushing leader is Ahmad Hardy. He's straight from Afghanistan.
Hey man, looking at some stats here, I guess they could get it done. You know, I don't know.
General Booty can spin it.
I guess General Booty could get it done. Gonna have to go with Texas on that one. Gonna have to go with Texas by a lot.
I mean, it's almost as bad as Jim Bob Cooter when we had him as our third string. Now he's the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions, Jim Bob Cooter.
There's just some names you wonder. Booger McFarland would like a word on this in this conversation.
I mean, Booger McFarland broke his pinky on purpose so he could get that corner inside his nose.
The 7:30 Eastern ABC, number 6 Tennessee at number 15 Oklahoma, both teams 3-0. Jackson Arnold, 484 yards in the air. Nico Iamaliava, 698.
Nice pronunciation.
Jackson Arnold, their number one rusher at 159 yards. Get ready for this. Dylan Sampson with 357.
Yeah, I think they said he gets a touchdown every. He's averaging a touchdown every 5 carries.
Yeah, those yards per touch really went up because I think last night's game was 11.
Unbelievable, crazy yards. I'm going with Vegas on this one. I think it's going to be a lot closer than maybe Vol Nation wants to admit. I think I'm going to say a touchdown, Tennessee. Tennessee's going to win by a touchdown. I'm going to say it's going to be in the 30s. 35-24. Throwing it out there.
What does Vegas have the spread at right now? That is one thing I haven't looked.
7.5.
Okay. So we're minus 7.5. So like, yep. are we projected to win? So are the Vols, but you know,
yep.
And the points.
I hadn't looked at points, but it's a 7.5 spread. It's a negative. Yeah, we're favored by 7.5. Moving into this week as it stands.
Ooh. Duke?
Are you back?
Duke, yeah.
Your bars went completely down to nothing on my end, and mine stayed the same. So you can, he said, she said me all you want, but that was you, not on me. Am I picking or are you picking?
You're picking.
Me? My battered ball syndrome is always creeping up when we start getting into real play. I kind of think this might turn into one of these new rivalry games. It's actual rivalry game, not this South Carolina bourgeois crap that everybody wants it to be, or Georgia. This might be a new, is this like somebody, we're not going to play them every year, but every other year. I think 42-21 Vols.
42-21 Vols.
I think Venables poops the bed. And he's on the hot seat already because Oklahoma will fire you quicker than anybody. And I think this is a coming out party, the good kind, not the Elton John kind, for Nico. Even though he's already kind of been there, he's already came. I mean, the last time we played a good defense, quote unquote, he scored 4 touchdowns. But that was Iowa. So
they have the total at 58.5, by the way. So you're
that's probably about right, yeah. My embattled ball syndrome tells me that we're gonna be a little bit vulnerable to the environment moving into this game at night in Norman. So I stand by my previous statement.
38-10.
I knew it. You are crazy.
Jeff Hall behind you is talking to me. He's talking to me.
Oh, by the way, I didn't bring it. I forgot it's downstairs. I found my Jeff Hall jersey, and I wore it to the bar yesterday. It has his signature on the number 4.
I cannot believe
it. And I wore it to the bar yesterday, tucked in with my snakeskin boots. Stranglers. I had stranglers on, too.
Jeff Hall was talking to me. He said 38-10.
Ambitious. Let's bring it on. As long as our score is better than their score, I really don't care what it ends up being.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I don't care if we win by safety. As long as
it's almost ugly. It's also almost time for us to deal with the refs. It's almost time to get a bad ref game. And it's about that time.
It is about time for a bad ref. I wonder who what conference is going to be running.
The SEC, dummy.
It would
it's a conference game.
It will be SEC refs in it. Okay.
Yeah, when it's a conference game, it's always SEC.
And wonder what crew we get. The Tennessee B crew.
It's whoever paid the refs off crew.
There's only one I love, Tennessee crew. We don't usually get them.
No, they're on vacation. Mama, what's vacation?
We're probably going to get the crew that Nick Saban slipped them a cool $100,000. But, hey, guys, take care of this.
I'm going to need Tennessee to not be in the running, if you know what I mean. There's a Mercedes with a duffel bag for you.
Fun fact, Nick Saban's a closet Tennessee fan. I've learned this just from watching game day the last few weeks. I'm going to say it.
I agree with that. Same thing.
See, I think he's a closet SEC fan, and now he's dealing with the big scope of college football. That's what I think.
Maybe so. He's had a lot of good stuff to say about Tennessee these mornings.
Or that he's reverse psychology in us.
all the old
Nick Saban saying about us, it must be true.
All the old Saban hater people are going, well, you know, he's really a nice guy.
Maybe he's worried about going to hell, so he's trying to you know, change his ways.
Listeners, we appreciate you tagging along for one that is a little bit longer than normal. Hope you have a good week. Go Balls.
Go Balls. Beat Oklahoma, those bums.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.